I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I think we might have called down to reception and gone, we're ever so sorry. We've had a bit of an accident with the telly, but we'll reimburse you.
That is the least rock star thing I've ever heard. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I am joined by two-fifths of one of Britain's most successful boy bands of all time, the Bad Boys of 90s pop. It is, of course, Richie, Sean and Scott from Five! Woo!
Yes, the five bad boys with the power to... Well, the three bad boys with the power to rock you now.
Honestly, lads, this is a bit of a first for me. So normally I always do my pod with, like, just one other person and it's very nice and we're all taking in turns to speak. This, it's not even like a podcast threesome. Like, this is a podcast orgy. I'm a little bit nervous. There's so fucking many of you!
Don't be nervous, we'll be gentle.
Oh God, no, I really am nervous. How are yous anyway? Are yous okay? Thank you for coming on.
We're very good and thank you for having us.
Don't be daft, my pleasure. Right, yous must be used to this, because yous have been doing this for years. So do you have a little bit of a signal when you know someone else is going to talk?
No, we just interrupt each other.
Yeah. Still.
We take turns, so like, what'll happen is I'll answer a question and then I'll leave the next one blank. Hoping that someone else comes in.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
And the only thing that we will do, just like I did now when Scott was talking, is if I feel that it's something that I really want to get across on that subject, I'll come in afterwards, after he's finished. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah, but yeah. To add to that.
Or if we get anxious,
push his porridge.
He's going to end our career with what he's going to say. I'll just
give me a jab. Yeah.
We have had it where maybe like someone's had one too many drinks and so we'll go, right, watch him. On this one, because he might say something he will later regret. You can sort of tell, we know each other well enough that you can tell, you're like, yeah, all right, mate. And, you know, just interject there.
Yeah, well, honestly, as I'm preaching to the choir, like, I was Geordie Shaw 10 years ago. Having a drink and saying something I shouldn't was pretty much how I made me fucking career. right, lads, how does it feel, first of all, to be back together?
I mean, it's always amazing, you know. Like, I mean, we've been back together since 2013.
Which was when you did the big reunion, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And I mean, just from my personal sort of thing, I suppose, you know, we were out for 10 years, or just over 10 years, and it felt like something was missing. Do you know what I mean? Something wasn't right. I wasn't performing as well. So once the big reunion happened, we got back together and started getting back doing the tunes and stuff like that. It just felt right. It just, you know, like having an audience in front of you and making them happy and making them go bananas. It's no better feeling in the world than that. So, yeah, it's just a blessing every day. The only bad thing is I have to see these two every time I go to work.
At least we're not in the same room, Rich. We're so glad you're in a different room.
Exactly.
I do feel like, is there a feud already? Like, you two lads are together, Richie's here. Please tell us he's having fun.
Oh, there's been a feud for 20 odd years. It's ongoing. The only reason we stay together is to make each other's lives more miserable.
But then boy bands, girl bands, like, as old as time itself, like, that has been always the case, hasn't there? Like, you fall out, you break up. Like, are you going to be successful without someone? Like, that's pretty much what happens to everybody, but you guys have managed to find your way back together.
Do you know what? We're so lucky because, you know, obviously that we're a three piece now, and from my personal experience, I've never been happier to be a member of Five, because it just feels so right at the moment, because everyone in this band wants to be here, and everyone, because you know, we absolutely love it. And you know, I know we were joking around earlier and saying, you know, stuff, but on a serious note, it's like, before, you know, I would have been like, oh, I've got to do this, got to do that. And it did, at certain points it was amazing, but at certain points it could have been a chore. And you know, even when I get stuck on the motorway and I'm, you know, I'm stuck in traffic, I think, do you know what? This doesn't matter, this traffic jam, because when I get there, we're going to have a beer with the boys, I'm going to get on stage, we're going to rock it, and it's going to be incredible. You know, even just this weekend, we were in we were in Belgium, and we done this like...
Fuck off, honestly!
Yeah, we just...
Why are you?
You know what? We done an absolutely amazing show in Belgium. You know, it's a massive arena. The only way I can explain it is the stage was, it was like one stage and it had like catwalks off of it. It was almost like a...
Is it an arena? The stage was in the middle of the arena.
Yeah, in the round.
And as a rule, normally, we're, you know, not that we're rock and roll, because it's more like pop and stroll, but... We like to turn up, have a couple of beers, and we tend to not do a sound check. We're like, we don't need to do a sound check. You know,
it'll be all right on the night, that sort of vibe.
Yeah.
But we kept on seeing this email pop up and on the online character, you've got to do a sound check. And we was like, right, okay, this must be important, we'll go. We turned up and this stage was one of the biggest stages and the weirdest stage we've ever seen. And by the time we'd done the performance, after a couple of liquors, we absolutely nailed this performance. It looked like we'd done a 2-week rehearsal.
Well, I didn't even know it could be that professional. I was shocked.
I'm honestly, like, fully impressed with ourselves.
Like, I didn't know
how
to
have
do
we,
it.
How have we done that? And Rich said,
how have we played a blinder?
No, but Rich said a sentence which will live me for. He said, oh, come on, boys. We have been doing this for a while. We are professional. I looked at him and went, are we?
Oh, bless. But then you have been doing this like off and on for a very long time. And quite clearly, Richie, was what you were saying before. You felt like when you weren't doing it, something was missing. Yeah. It's obviously in your blood. It's who yous are.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can fake it that long, Scott. I honestly don't. Like, yous obviously have got a little bit of a level of professionalism. Surely.
We must have something.
Yeah. We must have something. I think it's somewhere in a locker that we haven't got the key to.
Do you know what, right? I'm going to admit something. Like, I'm not even embarrassed to admit it either. Like, you were completely my era. I was huge fans of you guys, like, to the point where I had posters of yous on me wall. Like, me and my sister would argue about which one was ours, you know. My producer, Elif, like, I'm going to tell this story. She'll be absolutely mortified. But she pretended to faint at one of your... at one of your concerts just to get taken backstage.
Well, I remember. I don't.
But she did. I'm sure she was hoping to meet you, Scott, right? And instead she met Abs and she was absolutely fuming about it. But that's another story. But what I fucking loved about Five, and women out there, girls out there, everybody listening, in a boy band, there's normally always, like, about two ugly ones that nobody's interested in. And, like, I feel really sly saying that, you know, because, oh, God, I'm sure they bring loads to the band. Maybe they dance really well. Maybe they can hit those high notes. But there's normally always two uggos. In Five, there was no uggos. There was no reserves bench. You were, honestly, you brought everybody, physically brought something to the team. There was something for everybody. I fucking loved that about Five.
You're setting me up for the day, Vicky. I've got a right stroll on when I go out of here.
Serious,
like
John
Travolta.
Walking about like
I was brushing my teeth this morning. I was like, look at the state of you. I've seen myself on a mobile picture. I'm like, what is that? Now you said that, I'm like, I feel like Tom Cruise now.
Sean, that is such an old reference. I'm done in.
There you go.
But yous, honestly, I'm not just blowing smoke up your arse. You deserve that William Large Penis status. You're fucking legends, a lot of yous.
Thank you. Are we Long Dong Silver?
Yeah, Billy Big Dick, yous can be whatever yous want on my podcast.
Awesome, wicked.
Right, you first auditioned, though, in 1997. Like, that is going back a little way, lads. Can you still remember the process? Can you still remember how you felt?
Yeah. Actually, I remember being in the queue and I was there. I was only 17, come down from Brum. And actually, I remember, first of all, being annoyed because my mum was there and my older brother, and they were just in my ear, either side of my ear, blah, 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 blah. And I ended the end, I was
more
like,
nervous.
Yeah, I was just like, and it was like a circus. There was like Spice Girl tribute acts coming down. There was like me. I mean, it was like nothing I'd ever see. I was like, what the hell is this? And in the end, I just turned around and went, can you two just go and get a coffee or something and leave me alone? Like, I just want to get in and do this.
I need to get in the zone, guys.
Yeah, I need to get in the zone, man. and then it was like a cattle wagon. It was just like 10 in at a time. I remember having my bag on my back and I hadn't even put it down. They'd whacked some music on and there are people doing the windmill body popping. And I felt really, but I was like, I'm not a trained dancer. Like, so I turned around and I was like, I'll just sway a bit from side to side.
Yeah, but you had them curtains, Richie. Fuck the robot, mate. You had them curtains.
I knew what I was doing. Curtains, you know.
Little Nick Carter move there,
yeah,
mate.
Exactly.
I remember that day like it was yesterday. I was 17 and I'd been out the night before and I...
That's so young.
And I had had far too many beers the night before. Good. And I was long in this interview that I was never going to this audition. And my dad woke me up. And he literally kicked me out of bed. He went, you're going to this audition today. You've got to go up to London. And I said, I'm not going. I'm hungover.
Really?
Yeah, I said, I am not going to this audition. I said, it can fuck off. I'm not doing it, right? and literally, he went to me, you've got to go. It could be a big thing for you, Scott. You've got to go. I said, the only way I'll go is if I can take two mates up with me or go on the train. I said, I'm not going. So I phoned my mate Nick and I phoned my mate Dan. And they said, we'll go up for a laugh. We went up. And I was in a full grey Kappa tracksuit.
I thought you were going to say suit like you were going to court. I was like, stop it. No,
all Kappa tracksuit, right?
Yeah.
I was so Essex, it hurt. I had Reebok Classic, on white Reebok Classics.
Love that course you did.
I had a crop all forward, gelled up to the nines. I thought I looked the bollocks. I didn't look good. Right? And I turned up and I'm standing in the queue and who was in front of me? Jay.
No.
All them thousands of people, Jay from Five was standing right in front. He weren't Jay from Five then. It's called Jay.
No, he was just Jay.
He was just Jay. And I remember looking at him thinking, wow, he's had hard paper rounds. He looked quite old, right?
He's had hard paper rounds.
But then he was considerably older than you because were just a baby, right?
Yeah, he was. He was 20, 21, 22.
Almost 15, right?
What are you, babes?
Almost 15.
Oh, you were the baba.
He hadn't done his exams yet. Seriously, he hadn't done his exams yet. And Jay, into that audition, he sung Everything Changes But You by Take That. And I remember thinking, wow, this is different. And then I sung. And when we went into the dance bit, I kid you not, this is gospel. I stood there and I didn't move. I've never liked dancing. Like this, just thinking, oh.
You still don't now.
No, I don't. Jay was doing backflips, pins. He was right in the middle. And I remember looking at him thinking, bloody hell, this geezer wants it.
He was so ready for it, wasn't he?
Doing backflips, mate. It's unbelievable.
I've got to be honest with you. I think some of Jay's dance moves were probably part of my sexual awakening as a teenage girl. No word of a lie. There were some pretty slick moves.
Easy.
But you beat out over like 3,000 hopefuls. And this is, of course, you were heralded, weren't you? You were meant to be like the boy Spice Girls. That's what people wanted. It was from the same people.
Yeah. Yep.
And you beat out people. I didn't know this, but my producer sent me this fact this morning. You beat out people like Russell Brand.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, we did.
We didn't know at the time, but since he became, you know, Russell Brand. Yeah, he mentioned it that he'd auditioned for Five, and that he's about the same age, so that doesn't surprise me at all. Yeah. But I can't imagine what it would have been like with Russell Brand in the band. Mate. I mean, we were all space cadets as it was. Actually, he'd probably fit in quite well.
It was hard. It was hard enough being a member of Five. I mean, having Russell Brand in the band would have been trickier.
I love Russell Brand.
I do as well.
Russell Brand is brilliant, but
yeah,
he has only ever admitted it once in one interview. He denies it now.
Yeah.
Does he?
Oh,
does
really?
He denies.
Oh, come on, Russell. What's the matter with you, man?
He denies it now. When he gets asked now, he goes, oh, no, I don't know what you're talking about. He denies it.
Oh, it's out there. Russell should know better than that. Once you say something, it's out there.
Dumb.
He's still a good fella.
He's done far worse things than audition for Five. Exactly. I don't know why he'd be embarrassed now.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, so if you were meant to be the boy Spice Girls, if you were, which Spice Girl would you be?
I'd be
Spy.
I'd be Sporty, you'd be Bailey,
and
Baby.
You'd be back, you're the younger.
You've got no choice, I'm afraid, Sean.
You'd be Bailey's
hang on.
I'd be
you'd be. Where's Mel B from?
Yeah, but you're oddly crazy, are you?
Well, the first time you've said I'm not crazy, I'll take that.
Okay, you're hardly publicly crazy.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you said. I'm not scary.
You're not scary.
All right, yeah. Fair news.
Okay.
And Rich.
I'd say I was baby myself, but.
Yeah, I would.
No,
I would.
No,
I
would. Mate, you're posh Spice. Get over it.
No, I'm not posh Spice.
She had very similar glasses to you at one point. Do you not remember?
Yeah, she's had a few trendy glasses. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Right, like, now you've mentioned his gags. He's in the game.
Is he hoping for a Specsavers deal?
I think he is.
I've had a few already, actually.
So how did you feel when you got told you were going to be in the band?
Oh, well, it was literally incredible. It was literally Simon Cowell. He'd come down to the audition, and the audition process was meant to go on for a lot longer, actually. And right. There were groups of four, and we were the only group of five. And he'd come down, and we all had to sing a certain song, and every band sung this song. And they're actually trying to get rid of one member. They only ever wanted four members of
So we is going to be called four?
No, we didn't have a name at that point, but they wanted four members.
We were nearly called Golden Studs.
Stop it. Oh, I'm so pleased there was five of you, because that's a bit shite, isn't it? You sound like a cereal.
Not just a little bit shite. Golden Studs. Can you imagine if we were called Golden Studs?
No, I kind of... I would have still loved you. I was a hardcore fan. I would have still loved you, but that's a bit shite.
Yeah.
It is a bit shite.
Yeah, and someone else said... going to be signed to RCA Records, going to a 5-album deal, and we were like, wow, this is incredible. Who's this guy? Mm-hmm.
To me, I think the closest thing you could imagine was I felt like I'd won the lottery.
Yeah,
100%.
Do you know what I mean? Because at 17, like, it's just like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, we were pretty much all still at school. Like, that was just mad. Yeah, totally mad.
Apart from Sean, who was still in nappies.
Yeah,
practically. You know what? In a really, really juicy way, what Rich just said about winning the lottery, in a way, this now we're back together and we're doing new music, it actually feels like we'd won the lottery, we lost our ticket, lost our way for a little while, and then almost like found it again and went, you know what? We've got a second crack of the whip. We've got a chance. And we've grabbed it with both hands and we're really happy.
But then, so it's funny talking about like reunions and stuff. I remember when Take That got back together and they had like incredible success as well, didn't they, the second time around?
Yep.
And someone told me it was because when Take That were a boy band rather than a man band, they always said their pleases and thank yous. They always were kind and respectful, and it didn't matter whether they were talking to like Simon Cowell or a runner or a researcher, they were always like super respectful and just decent. And then all those little runners and researchers and people who I suppose some people might not have been that kind to within the industry. They grew up, they worked their way up, and they became the CEOs, the Simon Cowells. They were the big stars, and they remembered how that had made them feel.
Yeah.
And it made them feel like $1 million, even when some people weren't. And that's why they got given that big second chance, because people remembered the profound effect they had on them.
Right.
So I suppose, lads, like, it must be something similar for you as well. You must have done something well the first time around, you know?
I was going to say, I don't know. We've got a second chance because we upset everybody.
Fucking take me compliment, Sean. Come on.
So what though? We were renowned for upsetting people. And we didn't mean to. So actually, it actually means more now to be given a second chance.
Yeah.
And what you just said there about take that, I've always actually thought that myself. You know, there's a saying, isn't there? Be nice to those on the way up.
Yeah.
Need them on the way down.
You must have been down to somebody, like you say. Somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody.
You must have done something right, quite frankly.
Something, yeah.
Maybe in a life.
Something.
But then you were just living up to your persona, weren't you? You're the five bad boys of pop.
Yeah. You missed out with the power to rock you.
Sorry.
Very important.
Yeah.
I was just setting you up for your line, Rich, I swear.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite five song?
I'd say probably we'd all say Keep On Moving, because it's such a positive song, and it's the song that people sort of stop you in the street and go, I just want to say, I listened to that song when, you know, fill in the blank, my dad died, or like something really deep that's happened in their life and it got me through it. And that, like, is part of the magic and part of the reason you get into wanting to make music is you want to affect people's lives in a positive way. And so I think we'd all say Keep On Moving. But then, you know, there's other ones that are like funky, like If You're Getting Down, funky little bass line. And do you know what I mean?
So sick. Like that one gets played at like every party I go to. Christening, wedding, like every party that comes up and we're all on the dance floor. Yeah. I do love that one.
I'm so proud of all of our music. But as Rich said, Keep On Moving is definitely one that that connects with people. But, and I promise you wholeheartedly, I'm not just saying this to plug the new single, because it sounds like a shameless plug, but I hand on heart, my new favourite five song is undoubtedly, and I'm not just saying this, is Time. Because, yes, it is our new single and it's out for pre-order now and it's out. And it's out on the 26th of November. But
I would have gave you a chance to plug this at the end, you know.
So it is my new favourite song. Like Keep On Moving connects with people.
Yeah.
So does Time. Like,
yeah, it does. Yeah.
I remember when we first done it, and like Rich had a moment, you know, and he was like, wow, this song's so powerful. And I, you know, and I've lost people that are close to me, and it's hit me, and it's our song, you know. And I think we've all had a moment with it. So the way we look at Time is that we don't want to tell people what it's about. Because it's for them to...
It's open to interpretation,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And absolutely. You know, people will have lost someone, or people will be missing someone, or whatever it is, and they'll listen to that song and they'll go, wow, this is a... We like to think it's a stop the car moment and go, who's singing this? This is incredible, you know. And it does, for me, it speaks to people, and I can't wait for... You know, the world to hear it, really.
Mm. Can I just add to that as well?
Yeah.
That I felt for a little while during this audience, I was going to have a conversation with Sean about Scott, like, not really pulling his weight in interviews and stuff like that, but he just redeemed himself there.
Oh, you smashed it. Is he normally really quiet?
No.
Is no.
He what?
Is he fuck? But can I just say then, so when you were younger and like some of you in your teens and you were bringing out music, that I suppose probably resonated with like the place in your life you were at there. You were about going out, pulling, dancing, singing, having a nice time, having one too many tinnies. But now you are grown-ups, you are in a different time in your life. Is your music reflecting that now as well?
Some of it is. Like time's a little bit more mature. And I think obviously we're older, so there's some of the songs like Reset shows a more sensitive side, a bit more maturity. But then you know, we're at a perfect sort of, putting a number aside, our maturity level, we're still very immature. So there's a lot of that still in the songs, you know what I mean? So it's still fived up. There's a lot of up tempo, a lot of rap, a lot of, you know, a lot of funk,
a bit of rock,
a bit of rock, and that's a it's sort of a mixed bag. It sort of nods to what we were, because we still are that, but it's also what we are now. So it's a nice blend, you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh no, I like that. I love that. And I feel like you are going to have some new fans, some new people coming to the music, but also people like me who are diehard and have grown up a little bit, like a mature audience. And I think your new stuff will appeal to us.
No, because I'm not buying that at all.
Are you mad? Can you not see my wrinkles? Like, all I can look at when I talk to you is the fact that it looks like I've got Wi-Fi in my forehead.
Wi-Fi, I love it.
Lads, it's been such a pleasure talking to you in part one. Will you come back in part two where we chat?
No,
please.
I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? You've I'm not sure.
I want to said you were, and I thought you were going to be a lot nicer.
Yeah.
And I'm done with it. Just switch
fucking
it up.
Bring back, do you know what? Bring back fucking Jay and Abs, that's all I can say. Pack of cunts, have you?
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.